So it started off as a tweet from Caleb, and it made it to Reddit, and I thought it'd be fun to toss out here. But it said, you know, every city has a guy they all know about, right? You can visit a friend in their town and see a man dressed in robes riding a horse, and your friend will go, oh, yeah, 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 that's horseback Jesus.
And then horseback Jesus?
And then that's just the end of the explanation, right? So it's like,
okay,
you just, everybody just knows this person, right? And yeah, their descriptors are not their names. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
like that guy, like horseback Jesus.
Right.
He's got a nickname.
Right. Exactly. So I thought it'd be fun. Like in your area of Louisville, who is that guy? And like, okay, so my dad lives in the Pacific Northwest, right? And he lived in Portland for many, 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 many years, Portland, Oregon. And so Portland, Oregon has a unicycle riding Darth Vader who plays the bagpipes that shoot fire.
A lot. And, what a display.
And I want to say they call him the Unipiper or something like that.
Okay.
So they just call him the Unipiper and they know. And everybody in Portland knows who
and
that
just,
is.
He just is roaming around.
Yeah, he just...
unicycling around.
He just is unicycling around.
Okay.
And dressed in Darth Vader gear or other gear, but he's playing the bagpipes. And he's just the Unipiper. And so that's what they call him.
Around here, Mr. Grouchy has developed quite a reputation, right? The guy that's in the Grinch suit carrying around the vacuum cleaner dancing in Walmarts with people.
Mr. Grouchy?
Mr. Grouchy! Haven't you seen me? Mr. Grouchy's got quite the following on YouTube, but he just shows up at like area stores and is dancing around. He carries around a vacuum cleaner.
Mr. Grouchy.
You got to look up Mr. Grouchy on YouTube.
Is he here in Louisville?
Yes.
Oh, I've never experienced Mr. Grouchy. See, this is great.
I haven't seen him yet in person. I'm still waiting to have my in-person Mr. Grouchy experience just to see him in the wild at Walmart dancing randomly with people. Getting on video.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that. Like, okay, all right, everybody. Oh, you run to Walmart with someone and you see this dude and you're like, oh yeah, that's just Mr. Grouchy.
I'm always hoping he's going to show up at the Middletown Walmart. Every time I go, I'm on a hunt for Mr. Grouchy, hoping he's going to show up.
All right. So want to hear, who is that guy in your area of town? All right. This is fun. Who's that guy in your neighborhood? Right. Just like the person that you can describe with a couple characteristics. Like, I mean, we could even say the cookie lady, right?
Those cookies. Yeah.
100%. I mean, an absolute legend here around Louisville. The cookie lady who walks around, you know, maybe Bats games or just areas of town that has baskets of cookies on her head.
Uh-huh.
So that's like who we're talking about, right?
Yeah. And I mentioned Mr. Grouchy, who wears the Grinch costume and different outfits on top of that and pushes around a vacuum cleaner dancing at like Walmart. And he's got like 216,000 subscribers on YouTube. Like, he's the thing. He's verified the whole deal.
Like, in the St. Matthews Linden area, there's Walking Guy who literally just, you can catch him any afternoon walking. He just does laps around the city and just is constantly walking. All he does, he's not listening to anything. He's just walking.
Wow.
Yeah, just like Walking Guy right there.
Yeah, McKenna texted, here in New Albany, we've got Lawnmower Man. Everybody knows him. Everyone sees him. No one knows his name. He just mows people's lawns. He goes up to your door, asks if he can. He's just pushing his lawnmower all around New Albany.
Okay. Jamie.
Old Louisville, near like Central Park.
Okay. All right. So who's that guy?
So there is some guy. He's an older gentleman who rides around on a bicycle that has a radio strap to it. And he only plays Prince's greatest hits. And so we just call him Bicycle Prince Guy. I don't know.
Bicycle Prince Guy.
The Bicycle Prince Guy in Old Louisville.
He makes me so happy every time I see him.
I love it.
So awesome. I love he's got his wheelhouse. He doesn't get outside of that. I love it.
No, he is just, he He waves to everybody. He's so pleasant, and he just lets everybody listen to Prince. It's great.
I love it.
Jamie, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Have a good one.
All right, you too. See ya. All right, Lindsay. So, first of all, what area of town are you from?
Actually, it's going to be for the whole Norton Healthcare campus.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Who's that guy?
It would be the guy that got arrested not too long ago, Anthony, that would go around naked in the parking garages.
Oh, so it was like
naked in the parking garage guy?
Yes.
Naked in the parking garage guy.
Everybody knew.
It's like, oh, well, there's Anthony.
Well, you got to find Anthony some clothes, apparently.
Barbara.
Well, this area is LaGrange, Kentucky.
Okay.
Right outside of Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
We have pork chop.
Pork chop.
Pork chop
is a fixture. You can go to YouTube and key in pork chop, and you can see him. He is, I don't know that I've ever seen him without his white hard hat. He stands on every street corner yelling at the cars and saying hi.
He's like, he's
wonderful.
He's like LaGrange's concierge.
That's it. I mean,
oh my gosh.
Everyone knows pork chop. The restaurants
yes.
give him free food. Did you find him on YouTube?
Yes. WHAS did a profile on him 2 years ago.
Yes.
Oh, yes. He's great.
He's kind of like our pseudo governor for Oregon County. You know, we love him.
Pork chop for mayor of LaGrange.
He's playing guitar. He's got skills.
Love it.
So,
Barbara, yes, thank you. That's funny. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Krista just called, and she said the guy who mows lawns in New Albany,
yeah.
His name's George.
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 George,
yes,
the lawnmower
George.
Man in New Albany. And
yep.
then Sydney sent a message on Facebook. I carried mail for 3 years in the Germantown Camp Taylor area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that's literally called Mike on a bike.
Mike on a bike. Yes.
He rides
yes!
his bike
yes!
and follows carriers around just talking to them. We all hide from him because he's going to stick around forever, which slowed us down, LOL.
So, yeah, we're like, who's that guy in your neighborhood? You know, the guy that just is described with descriptors. No
he's
names.
Sweet, but
just
it's slowing him down on the job. So they had to keep going.
Right. Exactly. So that's what we're doing. Now, Trina, this is in J-Town, right?
They're twin brothers. But they, for, oh my God, I'm 37. And so I remember going to middle school at Carithers and. They're these twin brothers. They're nicknamed Spaghetti and Meatball, and they just ride around J-Town on their bicycles.
Spaghetti and Meatball, yes!
Now, Kelly, you lived in... Kelly, you lived in J-Town for a long time. Did you ever experience...
Years.
Spaghetti and Meatball?
Spaghetti and Meatball. Yeah. I heard of them quite a bit. I didn't get a chance to like see them often, but yeah, they're local legends.
That's great. Spaghetti and Meatball. I think don't they even have a mural, right?
Yeah.
Like Spaghetti and Meatballs Louisville.
You know you've made it when you've got a mural.
Yeah.
That's pretty fantastic.
Bethany texts in and says, everyone who's ever been to Jefferson Mall knows who the sample lady is.
Yes. The sample lady?
Yes.
Oh, also, Stephanie says, by the Jefferson Mall painter guy. Paints different canvas pictures daily for about a year now. Wow.
Oh, shoot.
We got a lot of guys around town.
I love this. And someone, Megan texted in and was like, downtown Louisville, the guy who walks his tortoise, Spike.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Spike the tortoise.
Spike the tortoise and his handler or whoever, right?
Oh, my gosh. Zach says me and my wife actually use walking guy as a form of punch buggy.
Yes. Yeah, when you see walking guy, I'm telling you.
Punch buggy.
I mean, he just walks. That's all he does. He's just walking guy.
I made it a game. Oh, it's great. Oh,
oh
wow.
Shoot. There was another, anyone remember Rusty the Jerky Man? He was like an angel popping into bars at 2 o'clock in the morning to remind you to please eat something. Rusty the Jerky Man.
Hey, listen, have you eaten yet today?
Shoot.
You need to eat to soak up that alcohol.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right. Hey, I love these. We could continue to text
They're all
in
hometown
your guys.
Heroes.
Yes, they are.
They are hometown heroes.
Yeah. They all need their billboards.
Their own spotlight, their own billboards. Yep.
Yes, for sure. So we posted it on X at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always post your reply there or text 502-795-1997.